It's the dawn of a new source of pollution linked to the coronavirus. Masks and gloves discarded on roads and sidewalks, many of them already making their way to the seafloor. But what if we could prolong the life of these disposable objects? That's this week on Down to Earth.
Down to Earth on France 24 and France24.com.
Now, ever since the coronavirus pandemic hit the world, face masks have become a new normal. But what happens to the face masks after they are discarded? Now, according to a study, face masks have resulted in disastrous levels of plastic pollution, a whopping 9,000% in the last 2 years. The world is, of course, relying on the use of billions of face masks in a bid to combat the spread of the COVID-19 infection. But in what is turning out to be an alarming situation, the study has also found that mask mandates have in fact led to an explosion of a new form of plastic litter that can last for generations to come. Researchers have found a massive global growth in mask litter. A study conducted after amassing information on an app called Literati, scientists used 2 million of these records to calculate the relative change in the amounts of plastic litter from masks over time. Data was collected also on gloves and wipes as well. They studied the policies that have been adapted by various countries to combat the spread of the deadly virus. The study says that the mask pollution has risen exponentially after mask mandates, and that the United Kingdom has also recorded the highest rise in mask pollution. In order to avoid mask pollution, experts have advised using reusable masks, or at least binning the disposable masks properly. The implications of this mask pollution will be massive on the environment in the decades to come. While they seem like tissue-like objects, these masks are in reality a kind of plastic. And this has got the scientists extremely worried. Not only are they potentially contaminated with the coronavirus, these masks are also made of plastic that does not break down for centuries to come. They can smother plants, entangle and choke animals, and also cause sewage blockages. The study has said that these masks contain chemical pollutants and tiny plastic fibers that can get accumulated and eventually reach humans via the food chain. Beyond is now available in your country. Download the app now and get all the news on the move.
Hey, welcome back to Inside Four Walls. I'm your anti-government propagandist, James Madison, and how are you guys? Hopefully you guys are doing good. Now, I know you're probably looking at this and wondering, what the fuck is he talking about? An article from March 24th, 2022 about microplastics? James, what the hell are you on about? This isn't a current topic. Well, joke's on you, I'm usually late reporting things anyway, buddy. But, side note, I hope I sound better in the recording than I do in the headphones. I had to use these corded headphones instead of my usual studio ones. I'm tapering my earlobe right now, and just wearing a headphone over that earlobe is just a bitch. But, humor me, ride along with me on this journey. This article is full of shit, but they may not have known they were full of shit when they wrote it, for their defense. But let's get into it. Microplastics found in human blood for the first time. Exclusive discovery shows. Ooh. Ooh, yeah, sorry about that. Ah, if I sound like I'm mildly in pain now, it's because, the taper in my ear all of a sudden decided it was just gonna go. Ooh. But it's okay. I got rubber stretchers that I got in there now. So, occasionally I might go a little like, You might hear those noises. I'm not doing a Michael Jackson impersonation. Actually, you know what? I'm going to take 10 minutes. I'm a little pussy. I'll be right back.
Whoo! Shit! Ah! Fuck! Ah, shit! It's like all of the growing pains from puberty entirely concentrated in one corner of my fucking head. Whoo! This pain's got a goddamn heartbeat to it. I know this has nothing to do with the fucking show, but I thought maybe you guys would get a kick out of me being in pain. Woo! Holy shit. It's not the first time I've done this. It's just, it's been years since I had to go up. What happened is I lost my plugs for a while, and my earlobe started to shrink a little bit because I had my plugs out. Ooh, shit. Then, fuck.
Then I couldn't find my rubber ones, which usually I would just slide in there and they would, like, slowly over time stretch it back open. So I went down, like, 2 sizes and I just tapered up. It took me, like, 2 days. But this ear didn't fully stretch out to where it should have been for me to put this, I was, like, halfway to a 0, and I said, fuck it, because I got tired of dealing with the taper, so I just took the double 0 plug made of rubber, rolled it into, like, a little fucking joint, put it in the earlobe, and let it pop open, because I'm retarded. Okay, let's get into this article. Holy shit. Exclusive discovery shows that particles can travel around the body and may lodge in organs. Again, I said, humor me with this. Microplastic pollution has been detected in the human blood for the first time, with scientists finding a tiny particles in almost 80% of people tested. The discovery shows the particles can travel around the body and may lodge in organs. The impact on health is yet unknown. Actually, that's not true. Spoiler. In kids, it's causing lungs to rip themselves open from the inside. The pieces of plastic from the masks are grinding against the little kids' lungs, tearing holes in them. Adults, especially adults who have a history of smoking, have much denser lungs or stronger lungs, so they're not doing as much damage, but it's still causing issues. But in kids, it's causing severe lung issues. Ooh, man, this is crispy pain, let me tell you. Woo! I thought maybe you guys would get a kick out of me recording while I'm struggling like this. Oh, shit. My ear right now is stretching every second from a 0 to a double 0. The discovery shows that particles can travel around the body and may lodge in organs. The impact of the health is yet unknown, but research is concerned as microplastics cause damage to the human cells in the laboratory, and air pollution particles are already known to enter the body and cause millions of early deaths a year. Huge amounts of plastic waste are dumped into the environment, and microplastics now contaminate the entire planet. I've told you they're full of shit, and I'll get to why in a second. From the summit of Mount Everest to the deepest oceans, people were already known to consume tiny plastics via food and water, as well as breathing them in. Breathing them in's the key part here. And they have been found in the feces of babies and adults. The scientists' analysis blood samples from 22 anonymous donors, all healthy adults, and found plastic particles in 17. Half of the samples contained PET plastic, PET all caps, so it's an acronym, which is commonly used in drink bottles, while a third contained polystyrene. Remember, polystyrene will come up later. Used for packing foods and other products. A quarter of the blood samples contained polyethylene, from which plastic carrier bags are made. Let's see. Yeah, we don't got too much left to read, so I might as well just get through here. Quote, our study is the first indication that we have polymer particles in our blood. It's a breakthrough result, said Professor Dick Vetek, an exotoxicologist at Universiteit Amsterdam. It's like, well, that explains it. In the Netherlands, quote, but we have to extend the research and increase the sample size of numbers, polymers, access, and etc. End quote. Further studies by the number of groups are already underway. Now, I would finish this article. It will be in the description below, but we really have to move on because this is killing me. Getting your cloth face mask. This is from when our own government handed out face masks for free when they were mandating everybody wear it. Remember that little envelope you got in the mail that had a face mask in it from the government saying, hey, wear this. It's a reusable cotton face mask. I'm going to zoom in here a little bit. Boop, let's look at this. Over here at phe.gov/facecovering/page/cover.aspx. Again, all links in the description. Getting your cloth face mask. under Project American Strong, America Strong, the federal government is distributing reusable cotton face masks. So remember, polymer, reusable cotton face masks. These two things are important. Take note. To critical infrastructure sectors, companies, healthcare facilities, and faith-based and community organizations across the country to help slow the spread of COVID-19. The demand for the masks has exceeded supply. As a result, we are no longer accepting new requests. We are currently accessing requests on hand and prioritizing delivery to support populations most susceptible to the disease. If you have submitted a request, we ask that you allow 10 to 15 business days for processing to determine on whether your order can be fulfilled. Cloth masks are now widely available from a number of vendors, and it is easy to make your own. By wearing a cloth face mask, you can help slow the spread of COVID-19, and you might even save someone's life. Here are a few things you need to know about the face masks provided by the federal government. Yeah. Reusable cotton face masks. Now, we've already covered on the show how masks are universally bullshit and they've done nothing to stop the curve. We've also talked about how no one knows where the 6-foot social distancing came from. Not even CDC directors know where that came from. Now, some recent studies out of Japan, and they seem to reflect earlier studies we saw out of Israel, seem to have something to say about these face masks. But let's look at these. Wear a mask as part of the plan to protect your community and coworkers. Wearing this face mask, coupled with important safety measures recommended by the CDC, can help limit the spread of the virus in your community and to your coworkers, patients, or clients. Maximize effectiveness of the face mask. The cotton face mask is a barrier between you and the people around you. The face masks provided by the government are 100% cotton and contain silver and copper, which help prevent the growth of viruses and germs. Suckers. If you know anything about condensation and what it does on metals, and especially copper, then you know that's not keeping pollutants out of your lungs. You are inhaling copperized particles. So enjoy the nickel poisoning. Sorry, not nickel poisoning, copper toxicity, or whatever the hell they call it. We do not recommend that you alter the cloth face masks. Embellishing the face mask could restrict airflow, and dyes may harm the protective materials used in the face mask, making it less effective. That's impressive. These things should be less effective somehow. Use your face mask safely. If you find you are sensitive to materials that are used in the production of the face mask, please stop wearing it. Other kinds of cloth mask will also provide protection. Now, we look over here, CDC update guidelines, cloth masks least effective. Remember how they just said in the other article, you know, you can use other materials, and then they say shit like this, where they find out that, oh no, only the N95 masks work. N95s, which are also a type of cloth mask. Now, that's less of a concern to me. That whole article will be in the description below. Let's start looking at what's going on, in my opinion. Oh, you see how I highlighted down here? Reusable cotton face masks. Since the beginning of COVID-19 pandemic, face masks have served as a keystone method for reducing transmission of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. These masks have undoubtedly saved many lives, but due to the immediate nature of COVID-19 scenario, adequate studies have not been performed on the potential health hazards posted by elongated mask use. In particular, the inhalation of microplastic fibers from masks material. The study analyzes the amount, size, and composition of fibers collected from the use of both reusable and disposable face masks. The results presented are from 1, 4, and 8 hours of continuous use of these masks while simulating human breathing. Each simulation was composed of 3 face masks and one blank. Our results showed the fiber particles from masks can be inhaled. The masks are marketed as, quote, reusable cotton face masks. Released fibers consisting of cotton, polyester, there we go, and polyethylene, plastic, TLDR, plastic. The blanks contained 0 to 4 fiber particles. This is cause for concern, as previous studies have shown that inhaled microplastics may be persistent in the lungs and cause numerous issues from prolonged inflammation to some studies linking it to the presence of microplastics in the lung to cancer. Study by Austin Den over here at the University of Wisconsin. Now, we're going to hop over to a much more in-depth, harder-hitting study right out the land of the rising sun itself. Now, Japan and Israel really were the front runners when it came to studying COVID, the vaccine, and masks, and the effects of everything going on in the pandemic. This new study that just came out not too long ago, published the 18th of July, really should be eye-opening for... And in the end, I'll tell you why I wanted to make this episode to begin with. Bacterial and fungal isolation from masks under the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the first study showed that the materials, the cotton, the metal, the copper, the polythene, the polystyrene, all were getting into people's lungs from the face masks. And those are the same face masks, the same reusable cotton face masks, as the government was giving out freely and telling people to wear. Meaning, through proxy, the government is responsible for these people with these lung issues from the microplastics in their bloodstreams and clotting up their lungs. I think the government should be held responsible for every COVID death on the book and every single fucking vaccine side effect death on the goddamn book. Should also be held to the government's throat for that one. But that's a different episode that I am working on. But let's look at this study from the land of the rising sun. And remember, right now in so many states, they are saying we need to bring back masks. We need to bring back masking. And we now know that masks, both reusable cotton ones and other ones, have the materials flying into people's lungs that is causing permanent damage. But they're trying to bring back masks. Los Angeles is bringing them back. Detroit's trying to bring them back. Michigan in general is trying to bring them back. And Illinois is about to reinstitute an entire statewide mask mandate again. Do not comply. Let's check this out. Scientific reports from Nature.com. We have here Open Access, published the 18th of July, 2022. Bacterial and fungal isolation under masks under the COVID-19 pandemic. From Hami Park, Sundar Kadak, Fumeika Sato, Sichi Omura, Mitsugo Fujita, I suck at this, Kazuki Hashikawiki, Iku Sundari. Nailed it. 12 articles, number 11361-2022. Abstract. The COVID-19 pandemic has led people to wear face masks daily in public, although the effectiveness of the face mask against the virus transmission have been extensively studied. There have been few reports on the potential hygiene issues due to the bacterial fungi attached to the face masks. We aimed to 1. Quantify and identify the bacteria and fungi attracting to the masks, and 2. Investigate whether the mask's attached microbes could be associated with the types and usage of the masks and individual lifestyle. We surveyed 109 volunteers on their mask usage and lifestyles and culture, and cultured bacteria and fungi from either face side or outer side of their masks. The bacterial colony numbers were greater on the face side than the outer side, meaning all that cooties and shit just growing on there. People folding up their masks, putting them in pockets. You know, that dark, dank ass pocket with all the sweat and stuff in it. And all that fungus just growing in it. All that mold and filth and bacteria growing in that mask. And they're just putting it right back on. Inhaling all that fungus and mold and bacteria. Remember, it's for my safety, not yours. Remember, it's for your safety, not mine. The bacterial colony numbers were greater on the face side than the outer side. The fungal colony numbers were fewer on the face side than the outer side. A longer mask usage significantly increased the fungal colony numbers, but not the bacterial colony numbers, although most identified microbes were non-pathogenic in humans. Oh boy. You know what? Let's figure out what this word is, shall we? Boop. Oh boy.
Staphylococcus epidermidis.
There we go. Staphylococcus epidermidis. Staphylococcus aeruginous and cladosporium. This is why when I do government documents or medical papers, I just turn it into a voice-to-text synthesizer and I don't read it. But this is important that I struggle through this. We found several pathogenic microbes. Bacillus cereus. Staphylococcus sephoriascus. You see this here. And microforum were also found on associations of face mask attached microbes with the transportation methods of gargling. Oh. We propose that the immunocompromised people should avoid repeating use of face mask to prevent microbial infections. So, masks are putting microplastics, metals, and polyurethane into your fucking lungs and bloodstream. And you're also inhaling fungal spores. They sound healthy. Introduction. The rapid global spread of severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus 2, SARS-CoV-2, and the resulting coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19 pandemic, have led to urgent effects to prevent the viral transmission. The most traditional and responsible or reasonable method to prevent respiratory infections is to wear face masks. Several research groups have demonstrated its effectiveness against the respiratory viral transmission before the COVID-19 pandemic. During the COVID-19 pandemic, increasing lines of evidence have supported the effectiveness of wearing face masks against SARS-CoV-2 and droplets 3 and 4. However, the World Health Organization, WHO, claims face masks are effective only when used with hand hygiene and proper use of disposable masks. These three types of masks commercially available for daily lives in Japan: 1, non-woven; 2, polyurethane; and 3, gauze or cloth masks. Figure 1, which is this one, see? Non-woven, polyurethane, and gauze. You can see through here. See all these little lines here, these little hairs down here, all that shit? That's what you're inhaling, along with mold and bacteria growth. Your whole fucking lung system now is a petri dish. I can probably say I was as resilient against wearing the masks to the point where I basically never wore any. So, And to those who did wear masks, that sucks to suck, I guess. If you're vaccinated again, my heart goes out to you. Gable. Let's see. Non-woven, 2, polyurethane, and 3, gauze or face mask, fig 1AB. Non-woven masks are commonly used worldwide to prevent droplets infections by most respiratory microbes, including SARS-CoV-2, figure 1. Figure 1C and B. We'll look at these in a second. And 3, gauze or cloth masks. Nanowoven masks are commonly used worldwide to droplet infection by most respiratory microbes, including SARS-CoV-2, figure 1. Polyurethane masks have been used to protect against hay fever, particularly in Asia, in Asian countries, since polyurethane masks are easy to breathe and washable. And masks have become popular and have been reused several times during the COVID-19 pandemic, although gauze masks are less popular. The masks can be washed, reused, and effectively prevent infections. Thus, the Japanese government distributed gauze masks to all citizens because of the shortage of non-woven masks during the early stages of the COVID-19 pandemic. Thank you, China. Remember when the whole world realized, oh yeah, that's right, China makes all of our shit. That wasn't so smart. You can see the charts here. Face mask types and size of microbes. The microbic and microscopic images of 3 different types of face masks are commercially available. Non-woven masks have 3 layers. The pore size of the outer and inner layer are identical, 50 to... What the hell is that symbol? I'm not familiar with that symbol. I thought it was something on my screen at first. The pore size of the middle layer, considered as a filter, is smaller, 5 to 30. Microplastic images were taken by the Olympus microscope CX33 with the CDC camera, or CCD camera, DP22 bar 500, whatever that is. And B, pore size, thickness, layer, and intended use of 3 mask types. The pore size of the masks from manufacturer's instructions was confirmed using the microplastic or microscopic images shown in A, right panel, C, standard size of microbes and particles, left panel, and their comparisons with the pore size, 5, from the middle filter of the non-woven masks, right shema. Although the effectiveness of the face masks against the viral transmission has been extensively studied, the hygiene issue with the mask with mask usage remains unclear. The standard mask usage is disposable non-woven masks in some cases. However, people may use non-woven face masks repeatedly or use different types of face masks in different situations depending on their socioeconomic cultures. For example, in Japan, the short supply of non-woven masks led to the repeated use of disposable non-woven masks, and the use of other types of face masks such as handmade masks and polyurethane masks. Even after the shortage of mask supply has been resolved, some people use disposable non-woven masks repeatedly or other types of masks. Among the environmental pathogens, viruses cannot replicate without infecting the host cells. Oops. Most bacteria and fungus can survive and grow on various materials depending on its conditions. Yeah, grab a tattoo shot. We had to learn this for our bloodborne pathogens and microbiology shit in order to get your bloodborne pathogen certification. Bacteria and fungi are widely presented on the surface of materials used in our daily lives, e.g. currency notes and in public transportation systems, where we can detect pathogenic bacteria and fungi 7, 8, 9, and 10, although a few studies reported bacterial or viral contamination on masks in experimental and clinical settings 11, 12, and 13. There have been no studies on what and how many both bacteria and fungi adhere to masks usage daily. In community settings bases, this is the neglected hygiene issue under this COVID-19 pandemic, since masks can be a direct source of infection to the respiratory tract, digestive tract, and skin. There should be a comma there. It should just be digestive tract and skin. It is crucial to maintain their hygiene to prevent bacterial and fungal infections that can exacerbate COVID-19. Thus, in this study, following the survey, 109 volunteers on their masks usage and lifestyles, we aimed to qualify and identify the bacteria and fungi attached to the mask by culturing microbes and isolating them from the masks. Results, mask types, gender differences, and duration of mask usage. Although the number of COVID-19 patients were relatively low in Japan during the study period, most people wore face masks in public places, and all survey participants wore face masks. The first, we collected information about the mask types and duration of mask usage from 109 participants. 36 male at 58% of the group and 46 females at 42% of the group. The majority, 78% in total, of the participants used nonwoven masks, figure 2A. Again, this will be in the description below. The percentage of nonwoven mask users was significantly higher than the other masks type user, p 0.001%. Less than 1%. Most of were polyurethane masks. Users except a few gauze or cloth mask users regarding distribution of mask usage. We found that 75% of non-woven mask users wore the masks for a single day. In contrast, 58% of the other mask types worn the same mask for two or more days. This could be because the mask types included polyurethane, gauze, and cloth masks are designed to be washable for repeated usage. The users commonly washed and reused their masks multiple times. On the other hand, we found no significant differences between genders, regardless of the face mask types and usage duration. I'll let you look at these numbers here. Get rid of this. That's a lot. Okay. Survey results of the mask usage and microbe colony count on the face side and outer side of the face masks. Thought I heard something. Usage of non-woven masks and other mask types, other among male and female participants. Most others, were polyurethane masks except for a few gauze or cloth masks. B. The duration of usage is non-woven and other mask types, and total non-woven and other combined, the percentages of others wearing the face masks for 2 days or more, 58%, was significantly higher than the non-woven masks mask users at 25% to less than 1%. Duration of mask usage, each gender, no specific differences. D and E, bacteria D and fungus E, meaning bacteria is D and fungus is E, for those listening exclusively. God help your soul. On the face side and outer side of masks were cultured separately. After pressing each mask surface onto agar plates. Microbial colony, I'm retarded, counts plates left panel in box plots. The cross symbols, bars, and dots indicate and mean medium and outliers, respectively. Microbial colony counts on the face side, middle panels, and outer side. Right panels were compressed based on the mask types and duration of mask usage, means plus standard error of measurement, or SEM, essentially scientific method. The paired t-test and student's t-test were used for statistical analysis. Let's see, this is a long study. I have really bitten off a lot here, haven't I? Okay, well, I mean, I guess it's kind of stops here, so yeah. Boy. You guys are going to put up with me a little bit longer here. Let me grab a sip of this. I'm going to take a quick second, give my eyes a little bit of a break, but he's starting to get the bigger picture here. Do not comply with this mask nonsense. No. I just wanted to download it. Okay, thank God. Say, I just wanted to download it. I wasn't trying to leave the page. Just having a little bit of what Sleazy P. Martini would call bug juice. It's good stuff. Got it from the crack man himself. Microbial counts on the face side, outer side of mask. Microbes on the mask were cultured by pressing the face side and outer side of the masks onto agar plates, two plates per participant. The face side and outer side. We incubated the agar plates for 18 hours and 5 days for bacterial and fungus preparation or propagation, respectively, and conducted a colony counting. We observed bacteria colonies in 99% of samples on the face side and 94% on the outer side. No colony was seen in one sample of the mask's face side and 6 samples on the outer side. The colony counts of the face side and outer side were 168.6, 24.7, and 36.0, as well as 7.0. Mean standard error means SEM. Respectfully. I like how they keep saying respectfully. We compared the colony counts between the face side and outer side of each individual and found that the mean colony counts were 13.4 times higher on the face side of the masks. Paired T-test P, to evaluate the influence of mask's type and duration of mask usage, we compare the colony counts among those who use a face mask for 1 day, 3 to 6 hours, 2 days, and longer based on the mask types, non-woven, others, and all non-woven and others combined. We found no significant differences in the colony counts among the different mask types, regardless of duration of usage, meaning just 1 hour, you're going to have bacteria and fungus growing all up in there, in your hot, moist breath, acting as the perfect growing temperatures and atmosphere for it. Look at you, probably didn't think you could even have a garden. There you were, wearing a whole botanical garden on your face. Nice. Fungi. We observed fungal colonies in 79% of the samples on the face side and 95% on the outer side. The colony counts of fungi were fewer than those of bacteria, and the colony counts on the face side and outer side were 4.6 greater than 1.9 and 6.1 greater than 1.9. Respectfully. Respectively. Why? In contrast to the bacterial colonies, the fungal colony counts in each individual were 2.4 times higher on the outer side than the face side. Paired T-test. When the participants used the same mask for more than 2 days, the fungal colony counts were increased on the outer side of the mask compared with 1 day usage. There were no statistical differences in the colony counts between the non-woven and other mask users, except for the fungal colony counts on the outer side of the masks after 1 day of usage. Since females preferentially make make up their faces, we examined whether bacteria and fungus colonies counts could be different between males and females. Check my phone real quick. What was that? Oh, just kind of explain the video. Okay. let's see, Dave. Make up their faces. We examined whether the bacterial and fungal colony counts could be different between males and females. Only the bacterial colony counts in the face side samples of one day users were significantly different, lower in females. Microbial colonies and lifestyles, gargling, transportation, and natto consumption. We determined whether individual lifestyles could affect microbial counts on the masks that originate from the host, i.e. human, or the environment. One of the environmental factors that seemed to affect the levels, seemed is a big word here, affect the levels of microbes on the masks is transportation to commute, fig 3, right here. Here, we classify into three transportation systems: public transportation, including trains and buses, 2, private vehicles and cars and trucks, and 3, walking, bicycles, and motorbikes. We found no difference in bacterial or fungal colony counts both sides of the mask among the three transportation systems. So far, they are finding a big fat zero when it comes to masks being more effective for one type over the other. They're finding no differences there, and masks protection here to there, they're finding no fucking differences. And the growth of bacteria and fungus on a mask, any of these three types, they find no difference. It seems like masks have done a fat fucking zero. Lifestyle and microbial colonies, transportation, gargling, and natto consumption, we categorize three transportation systems. Oh, that's just a repeat of what's up here. Okay, we'll just continue then. Next, we evaluated two popular habits in Japan, gargling and natto consumption. Gargling, also known as mouth-to-throat wash, is a Japanese custom. Is it, though? I think it's just kind of a world custom. For being fair, China was kind of on the forefront of that cleaning shit than most of the world was. Side note, watch Taipan. Great movie. They briefly touch on that, too. Also known as... Whoa. Sorry about that. That was a phone call about an up-and-coming Michigan governor debate. I'm supposed to go film, apparently. Nice. Let's see. It's a Japanese custom that has been believed to prevent respiratory infections of the participants. 67% gargled at least once a day, and usually gargled when they returned home. However, there were no differences in the bacterial or fungal colony count among the participants regardless of gargling. Natto is the traditional Japanese fermented food that is sticky when eaten and clings to the mouth and chopsticks. I think maybe I've had this, actually. In Ann Arbor, there used to be this restaurant. I guess it's Pittsfield. It was called Passport. Japanese-American fusion in a big blue building by the Tyner Furniture. It was, not good. Natto is made by fermenting soybeans. Well, that's probably why I didn't like it. I'm not a soy boy. With the spore-foaming bacterium Bacillus subitus, which can survive dry conditions. As expected in the study, we observed a large white colony formed by B. subitus. According to the questionnaire, 9% and 27% of the participants have eaten natto daily and weekly. Respectfully, that sounds good for your gut biome, to be honest. 19% of the participants ate natto during the experimental period. The participants who ate natto, had a significantly higher incidence of large white B. subitus colonies on both sides of the mask than those who did not. Oh, that means it's getting through. Gross. In the bacterial culture, we observed a variety of colonies on the agar plates. we morphologically classified the colonies into four major colony forms and the other forms. Small white, 2, large white, 3, small yellow, 4, medium white, and the other forms, including medium to large with yellow or pink, based on the colony size. Small equaling 2 millimeter, medium equaling 2 to 10 millimeter, and large equaling 10 millimeters or more. Color and frequencies, which would be Fig 4 A and B. The frequency of colonies was calculated in two formulas. Colony independence equals number of plates containing the colony of interest in total plate numbers, n equals 109, which is the which is how many people were part of the study. And percentage total equal counts of colonies of interest. Total counts of colonies in each plate times 100 then means a percentage total of all plates were calculated as shown in figuration 4A. Most participants had more than one colony form. The dominance of the four colony forms regarding the colony incidence, that means percentage of total of each colony, was overall similar on the face side and outer side. Figuration 4B down here. The small white colonies were the most frequently observed, with the incidence and total percent and percentage total exceeding 80% and 70%, respectively, of course. Did you look at that? Just good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Let's see. Man. Alright, well, I'm going to start this, so I gotta finish it. To further determine the bacteria composing each colony, we conducted Gram straining and 16S ribosomal RNA or RNA sequencing. The 1 or the 16S RNRA or RNA sequencing showed that a small white colony consisted of many Staphylococcus epidermis and or S. aureus. The major bacteria species form the small yellow colonies was S. aureus. The large white colonies were the second most observed ones and consisted of B. subsidus, a component of natto, as shown in figuration 3. The medium white colonies consisted of B. serinus, or Sirius, and B. simplex, as well as B. Sirius, was identified only on the outer side of the face mask among the colonies. We also identified the other bacterial species by 16S RNA sequencing. Although most identified bacteria were non-pathogenic, there were several potential pathogenic bacteria in humans as follow. S. aureus, a commensal bacterium, but its overgrowth can cause various disease. B. serious, intestinal bacteria causing food poisoning. And Streptococcus sulfuritidis, urinary tract infection. And, watch, this should be a word I actually know. And it's not. Hop over here. Boop. Boop. Oh, I hate this shit. God damn it. Fuck off. There we go.
Pseudomonas.
Pseudomonas. So no, I did not know that. Pseudomonas lactula, opportunistic pathogen. Fungal colonies and identification. After qualifying fungal colonies, we further incubated them for another 2 days at 37 Celsius to introduce spore formation. Then, using a lapillicinal cotton blue staining, we identified fungal on the masks based on the colony morphology and microphysiology, as well as the hypna and spore morphology and microscopicology. Although we could not identify some fungi due to lack of spore formation, we identified 13 genera, just genes or like family of spores. Among them, more than 20% of the participants had the four fungal gene or genera, namely Cladosporium or Cladosporium, Fonskia, Mucur, and that one. In common on both sides of the masks, the latter three are potentially pathogenic in humans. There you go, I got the chart here. Oh, come on. Fucking hell. I'm tired of reading this shit. Just because I don't speak science well. In this study, we demonstrate the occasions between several factors of microbial contaminations of face masks commonly used worldwide during the COVID-19 pandemic. Although some of our findings were what we had anticipated, there were several unpredicted findings which need addressing as essential hygiene issues. In Table 1, we summarized the major findings and showed the results which statistical differences in bold. The colony counts of face masks were higher in bacteria than fungi. The bacterial and fungal colony counts were higher on the face side and outer side, respectively. The longer duration of mask usage correlated with the increases in fungal colony counts, but not the bacterial colony counts. We also found that non-woven masks had a higher fungi than other masks type on our outer side, or on the outer side, although the bacterial colony counts were comparable in small mask types. Those on the face side were lower in females than in males. We further conducted and received... Hold on, give me 1 second. Hopefully that doesn't sound too bad. Okay. We further conducted and received Operation Characteristics, ROC, analysts to see the associations among the data obtained in the study shown in Table 2, where the area under the curve, AUC, indicated positive and negative associations. The genus Cladosporum, the most frequently detected fungus in the study, was more frequently detected in females, 58% females and 29% males. B. substis was more frequently detected on the masks used by participants who ate natto at least once a month. In contrast, the transportation system were not associated with bacteria or fungi colony counts. These results were consistent with our findings in Figuration 2, where neither public transportation usage nor gargling altered the bacteria or fungal colony counts. On the other hand, eating natto strongly increased the B. substis colony on the mask while you're eating a thing full of live enzymes, so I expect that to happen. B. substis rapidly multiplies and forms colonies large enough to outcompete their bacterial colonies. In presence of B. substis, did not affect the counts of Epidermidis. the most frequently detected bacterium in the study, and counts of white medium colonies seemed to be negatively affected by the presence of B substance, AUC equals 0.65. This is consistent with the previous report that B substance inhibited the growth of B simplex, which was a major component of the medium-sized white colony in the current study. Most fungi isolated in the study were opportunistic pathogens rather than pathogenic, although immunocompromised hosts should be advised to wear non-woven masks only on a daily basis. We detected B. cereus, the foodborne pathogen, on the outer side of the masks in 5% of the participants, suggesting that B. cereus might adhere to face masks through hands and feces. Or hands from feces. Intensive hand washing is recommended since hand washing is effective in reducing incidence of diarrhea. Oh, man. So people are getting diarrhea from their face masks. Ugh. Although we anticipated that the counts of bacterial colonies could increase due to the duration of mask usage, this is not the case. The moisture requirement of bacteria may explain this. While we wear a face mask, the humidity under the mask space becomes approximately 80%, in which bacteria can survive and grow, meaning it can thrive. In contrast, when a used mask is not worn for a long time, particularly at night, it dries out overnight, and the bacteria on the masks are likely to die due to the dry conditions. On the other hand, since fungi and other spores are resistant to drying, they can survive under the conditions where the mask dries out, meaning the bacteria may die, but the fungus lives. So gross. Where masks dry out. This explains why fungi tended to accumulate and increase with longer mask usage. When we compared the microbial colony counts between the mask types, there was no substantial differences in the microbial colony counts between non-woven face masks. These findings suggest a higher fungal colony count on the outer side of the mask could be due to the duration of mask usage, but not the mask types, meaning it doesn't matter if it's reusable or not. Regarding washable and reusable masks, other types of masks in the current study, the proper cleaning method for cotton face mask, which we now know fills your lungs with microplastics, coppers, and other pollutants, for cotton face masks has been recommended to reduce microbial loads on the mask. However, in current experiments, we did not find significant differences in bacterial or fungal colony numbers on the mask based on washing. This could explain a lack of information about proper cleaning methods for most mask users, i.e. boiling at 100 Celsius and washing at 60 Celsius, or ironing with a steam iron to disinfect the masks. There were a few studies reporting microbial isolation on masks. A Belgium group investigated bacterial colony numbers on face masks in experimental settings, where 13 volunteers wore cotton surgical masks for 4 hours. The authors harvested bacteria by vortexing the masks without separation into face side and outer side with PBS and cultures in bacteria on the brain heart infusion BHI and Iasogeni broth LB agar plates. They found the bacterial colonies was higher on the cotton masks than the surgical masks, and that the major bacterial genera from the surgical masks and streptococcus our study also detected Staphylococcus, but Jesus Christ, that fucking word, Streptococcus, that cannot grow on the BHI plate. like apparently canon masks, the bacterial colony counts on the face mask were higher in males than in females among daily users. We suspect that the differences could be associated with more intensive facial skin, more intensive facial skincare by females than males. Thus, we performed a principal component analysis PCA using the survey data based on the daily facial skincare routine. Three categories: one, face wash method; two, lotion and sunscreen usage; and three, foundation usage, as well as bacterial usage, as well as bacterial and fungal colony counts of masks worn for 4 hours. The proportion of variance of principal components PC1 was 44%. PC1 values reflect more intensive facial skincare. Here, the bacterial colony numbers and three skincare categories contributed negatively and positively to the PC1 values. Respectfully, this suggested that more intensive facial skincare may decrease bacteria and the bacteria on the face mask among the three skincare categories. The survey, we tested whether the foundation usage could affect the number of bacteria colonies. We recruited volunteers and asked them to wear the mask for 4 hours with foundation applied only the left half of their face. We found no difference in the bacterial colony numbers between the left and the right halves. Face masks, furthermore, neither lotion nor sunscreen usage, nor the face wash method statistically decreased the bacterial colony number itself, data not shown. Although we did not examine other factors that may contribute to the gender differences in the bacterial colony counts. The potential factors include the higher facial temperature in males and the gender differences in sweat and sebum. There were several limitations in this study. First, the survey of face masks in their study was not comprehensive and the sample size was small. Although the face masks were classified into three major types, they can be further subdivided according to the thickness, the tasteful thickness, fabric coating, and other factors that may affect microbial growth in the experiment. Settings: the bacterial colony number and composition differences between the surgical and cotton face masks after 4 hours of wearing. Second, in all the experiments since the face masks were put on and taken off with bare hands, there was a possibility that microbes on the hands could be transferred onto the masks. Here, we initially instructed our patients not to wear gloves during the experimental method, experimental period. Since our objectives were to examine bacteria and fungi on the face masks under our normal lifestyles, microbial colonies detected from new non-woven masks handled with bare hands were negligible. So the reason most of the people were not taking their gloves off with or without, were not taking their mask off with gloves, bare hands, pulling the masks off, living normal life. Which means in the vast, vast majority of people, that's how they were handling it. Just wearing, taking their mask off with their bare hands and tossing to the side. But you would think, if you're just putting it on and taking off, the shift from your hands wouldn't make that big of a difference, so I'm a little curious about that. Microbial colonies detected from new non-woven masks handled with bare hands were negligible. Average 6.5 bacterial and no fungal colonies, data not shown. Lastly, there is an argument that the face masks needed to be thoroughly washed with detergent broth for better isolation of microbes on the mask. In this study, however, we decided to collect microbes on the face masks by simply pressing them onto agar plates. Although this method may leave substantial microbes on the mask, materials we believe that easily detachable microbes are more relevant to respiratory infections because they're the ones actually going into your body, meaning the ones not trapped by the mask, which turned out to be most of them. In this study, we focused on a newly emerged hygiene issue in the current lifestyle of wearing face masks during the COVID-19 pandemic. These results will provide new insight into face masks' usage and prevent potential pathogenic infections. Methods. We are almost done. Man, I am not a science man, you know? Let me take a sip of this. On a side note, my ear hurts significantly less. To isolate, let's see, it was method, right? Methods. Mask layer imaging. A non-woven mask was composed of three layers, each of which was cut with scissors and separated manually. The gauze mask was composed of multiple layers, one of which was separated manually. We directly placed the polyurethane masks without sample preparation or each layer of non-woven and gauze on the microscope stage of the CX-33 microscope, Olympus, Tokyo, Japan, and imaged using 10 times objective lens, pretty much a 10 times zoom, with the CCD camera DP22 Olympus. Study design. The study was conducted between September and October of 2020. This was, wow. I had this information at that point, huh? The participants were 109 medical students, 63 males aged 22 and a half, and 46 females aged 21 and a half. No significant difference between genders. At Kindai University Facility of Medicine in Osaka, Japan. All experimental protocols were proven by the Institutional Biosafety Committee of Kindai University and performed by the institutional guidelines. Informed consent was obtained from all participants. The study for the participants was as follows: age, gender, type of mask, duration of mask usage, transportation, gargling habits, and natto consumption habits. We confirmed that no participants were treated with antimicrobial drugs during the experimental periods. Sample collection of microbial culture and colony count. My eyes are getting so strained. I've been up all night recording stuff, so I think being tired is just starting to catch up to me. Sample collection, microbial culture, and colony count. To isolate and culture the microbes adhered to the face mask, the face side and outer side of the face masks were pressed onto agar plates, 8.6 centimeters in diameter and 58 centimeters squared in area. Separately, which were covered with lids immediately to avoid contamination. The culture's conditions were as follows. For the bacterial cultures, BHI, agar plates, Eakin Chemical Co., LTD, Tachiji Japan, or soybean casein digest broth with lecithin and polysorbate 80 SCDLP agar plates, Eakin Chemical Co. LTD, which, if you want to know these terms, you're going to have to look them up yourself, were used and incubated at 37 degrees Celsius under the aerobic condition of 18 hours, found similar colony numbers of morphology between the BHI and SCDLP agar plates. This is consistent with the previous findings reported by Delegay et al., I don't know, I'm not sure, where the bacterial colony numbers from the surgical mask samples were comparable between BHI and LB agar plates. Thus, in all subsequent experiments, we decided to use BHI agar plates, which are widely used as general-purpose growth medium. In the longer incubation, 2 days, the fast-growing bacterium B. subsidus outgrew the other bacteria, resulting in the difficulty of detecting slow-growing bacteria for the fungal cultures, dextrose agar plates. Nissu Pharmaceutical Co. Ltd., Tokyo, Japan, were used and incubated at 25 Celsius under the aerobic condition for 5 days. Following the primary incubation, we evaluated the colony morphology and conducted colony counting, although we tested the presence of microbes on the middle layer filter, or the middle layer filter layer. We detected only small numbers of bacterial and fungal colonies. I'm not going to try to read all that. Thus, we decided to focus on the microbial colonies on the face side and outer side of the masks in this study. Identification of microbial colonies. Bacteria, we collected 94 colonies from the culture plates, isolated DNA, and conducted 16S ribosomal RNA or rRNA sequencing by MISEQ Illumina San Diego, California, at the Center for Oral and Microbiotic Analysis in Takasumaru, Japan. What? No, I'm good. Let's see, where was I? Oral analysis in Takasumaru, Japan. We also prepared bacterial smears on glass slides for gram staining in Fujimo Wako, Osaka, Japan. Jesus. And took microscopic images using the CX-33 microscope with the CCD camera DP-22. Fungi, we selected a representative agar plate containing different types of fungal colonies. From all cultured plates, we further incubated the culture plates at 37 degrees Celsius for 2 days to induce the spore formation. Stained with fungi, with lactopropol, cotton blue, Muto Pure Chemical Co. Ltd., Tokyo, Japan, and identified them based on their colony morphology and microscopology, I'm retarded, and data analysis. We conducted a PCA using software RStudio, version 1.4.1106, and Exploratory Incorporated California for substantial analysis. We conducted and paired the T-test and student's T-test and X2 test to determine the correlations between the data obtained in this study. We conducted an ROC analysis to evaluate the association between the factors and outcomes by calculating the AUC. The AUC closes to 1 indicates a strong association, and less than 0.5 indicates no association. And the rest of this is just their sources, which you can all look at in the description below. That brings us to the end of this article and the end of this episode. I'm giving my eyes a break, go make some more coffee, grab a shower, address this ear, and then start on the other ear. Yay. That being said, I've been your anti-government propagandist, James Madison, on this program called Inside Four Walls, powered by Syn Media, and I look forward to seeing you guys here again later and When this is done going up, after taking my break, I'll be recording a new episode. So I hope to see y'all there. Peace.